Yeah, Mishnayis Masechta Poro, Mishnalef. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Eglo, whenever the Torah says an egol, Yishino Bashanosa, it always means a 1 year old. Up until it's 1 year old, it's called an egol. You get to an egol arufa, it's only kosher during its first year. Once it's a year old, it's possible. Uporo, when the Torah calls it for poro, Bashtaim, it means when it started its second year, in the second year. In other words, the first year it's called an egel, and then after its first year, first birthday, during the second year, then it's called already a parah. That's called a bashtayim. The chacham say though, egla bashtayim. No, even the first 2 years, the behem is still called an egel. It's not fit yet to be a parah dumi yet. It has to be at least 2 years old into the third year. Well, parah, when is it called a parah? Bashalish, when it goes into the third year. Or else into the fourth year, because even though it's 3 or 4 years old, that's when it's called a parah. Meaning to say, that's the least being his third year, and it can't be more than 4 years old. Once it's 4 years old, then it's possible for a parah. Rabbi Meir says, no, af bas chomish kshera, even though it's 5 years old, still it's kosher for parah, for paraduma. Kshera has kena, no matter how old it is, like it's still kosher for paraduma. Elo, Shein mamtin in law, but just if you buy an older parah to be used for a parah aduma, we do not wait with it, but rather shecht it right away, because you have to be afraid, shema tashkir, maybe like two of the hairs will turn black, shaloyti posel, the parah aduma should not become posel. But this, if you buy a young parah aduma, it's all red, you don't have to worry it'll change to become black so fast, you could wait. But if you buy an older parah, and it's all red, so you have to take care of it fast before it turns, to be not to be afraid, and it shouldn't turn black. Omer of Yeshua says, Lo shamati yela shloshes. I only heard over the word shloshes, that a parah is only kosher shloshes, means to say bashalish. It has to be in the third year. Omer lo zechom tzabak of Yeshua mahaloshen shloshes. What's this loshen of shloshes? And why don't you say shlishes? What do you mean by shloshes? So he says, Omer lehem. So Yeshua said back, Hach Shamati Stam. That's the way I heard. I heard the Lacharish Loshes, meaning it has to be in his third year. Now, Ben Azai says, Aniyah Farish, I'll explain why he said the Loshen of Shloshes and not the Loshen of Shlishes. In Moimer Ato Shlishes, if you would have said the word Shlishes, Liacheris Beminion, maybe mean to say it should be the third born. That's what it means. But when you said Loshen Shloshes, that means Bas Shalashlam has to be in his third year. That's when it's kosher. And not more. Not once it's 3 years old, it's already possible for Paraduma. Kiyotzaboy, the same thing Amr was said like this. Kerem Revoy. We know the first 3 years that the fruits grow, it's called Orlo. The fourth year has a special loch of Kerem Revoy. It has loch like Maisa Sheni, that you could be paid through it. Or else even Yerushalayim. But this sheet of Kerem Revoy holds that only applies to Kerem, only to grapes, not to other fruits. Other fruits, the fourth year, it's Muta. The Omer lo, they said to him, Ma Loshen Revoy, what's the Loshen of Revoy? Is Omer lehem. She said to him like this, Kach Shemati Stam, this is the way I heard. Omer Ben Azza said, Ani Afar shall explain. If you would have said Kerem Revi, Lacherim Beminyan. Means like the fourth vineyard that the owner owns. When you say Revoy, Ben Arbishonim, it means the fourth year. It means the fourth year that it's grown. This vine, the Peres Havloch of Kerem Revoy, it has Kedusha to it. You can only eat it in your Yerushalayim or else if you pray to it. Kiyotzeboy, another similar loch was said, Omer was said, Hoyecha Beis HaManuga. If somebody eats in a house that has a nega there, Pras, eat from it a bread. Misholish lekav, that this bread is the size that you make three breads from a kav of chitim. So, and this is the halacha that if you're wearing clothing and you go into a house that has a nega there, so if you wait in the house this length of time that takes you to the pras, a chatzah, half a loaf of bread, so the begodim become tummy. So how big is this bread? It's a bread that three of them make a kav. Omuloy, they said back to him, Emma Mishmoina Esrael Saw, why don't you say it's 1/18 of a saw? Why don't you say this Lashin of a saw? Amalahem, he said that, Kach Shemati Stam, this is the way I heard, three of a calf. So Amr Ben Azir says, and the Farash, I'll explain why it was said three to a calf and not 18 to a saw, which usually you count by a saw. He said like this, in my mirat to Micholos the calf, if you say three from a calf, ain't by chala, it's not a shear to take off chala yet. So you don't have to take off minus the shear, the amount of chala that you take off. But a gashuratu aimer, mishmain also a saw, once you count 18 to a saw, miyatosai chalosai, you're taking away its chala. Meaning to say, once you have a cheshbon of a saw, that's the amount of wheat light that's mechuyev in chala. Then you have to worry about if you take off the shear chala or not. So we don't want to talk about taking off the shear chala, therefore we say this pras, his bread is a bread, that three of them make up a kav of chitim. Mishneh Beis. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Purim b'nei shnayim. What Torah says, Purim means a pur that's 2 years old. It has to be in its second year. Shneimer the pasuk says, Upar sheni ben bokra tikach lechatis. So that's extra lashon of par sheni, so we darsh and par sheni means it has to be in its second year. That's called the pur. Even when it's in its third year, it's also called the par, still kosher. Even if it's 4 or 5 years old, still is kosher for par. Ela only to bring an older animal for a korban, so the chilu should bring a younger one. But with the ever though, it's kosher. Mishneh Gimel, Kvosim, when the Torah says Kvosim Aleim, that's B'nei Shana, it's the first year old, during its first year. V'yelim is B'nei Shnayim. Again, V'yelim B'nei Shnayim. The Torah says an Ayel, a Ram, that's when it's in its second year already. V'chulam Miyom L'yom. You count this exactly from day it was born, exactly a full year. The first full year is called a Keves, after that it's called an Ayel. Now, what's going to be Ben Shloish Oso Chodesh? Let's say it's exactly 13 months old. In other words, past its year, but it did finish its 13th month yet. It's in that first month of the second year. So, Lacharis, Einoi Kosher, Lerli Ayav, Lerli Kevis. It's not kosher, not for korban that needs an ayil, and not for a lamb. It's too old for a lamb, and it's too young yet for an ayil. And Rabbi Tafin, Korea, Palgus. Rabbi Tafin used to call this animal, when it's 13 months old, a palgus. Ben Azai Kareya Noiket, he called it a Noiket. Rabbi Yishmol Kareya Peroch Digmo. Kids are this animal that's 13 months old, this lamb that's 13 months old, it's possible for a keves, it's not kosher for an al yet. Hikrivu, let's say though you do bring it, you made a neder to bring an ayil or a keves, and you bring this, the lochri, the korban is kosher. And therefore, maybe all of Nischial, you have to bring the nesochim of it, the same way you bring for an ayil. But not yotzi neder. Like if you made a neder to bring a keves or to bring an ayil, you're not yotzi yichayv because it's not a keves, not an ayil. Even though b'dieved the korban is kosher, you still bring it, and you have to bring the nesachim of an ayil, which is shnei esreinim solis or shlisha sahin shemen. Now again, but you're not yotzi neder. Then the Mishnah says, Ben Shloish Oso Chodesh V'Yemechod, once it's already 13 months old in one day, it's in its 14th month, then a raised ayil. Then this lamb becomes into an ayil, and now it's kosher for korban for an ayil. Mishnah Dalet, Chatis HaTziba V'Yolaseim. A Chatis from a korban tziba, which means either the Sira Rosh Chodoshim, Rosh Shem Toivim, so the Yolaseim and the korban ayil that comes with it, or else chatis ha-yochid, a chatis that a yochid brings, the yoshim nozir, the yoshim that a nozir has to bring, the yoshim mitzor that a mitzor has to bring, is kesherim miyem shloshim v'holo. This is kosher after 30 days old. The Torah says by these, heavy keves bench, you have to bring a lamb 1 year old, so after a year old it's possible, but how young could you bring it? After 30 days. Even though really, it's kosher, like the Mishnah says, v'yemikrivu v'yom shmini, if you bring it when it's 8 days old, it's also k'sherim, it's kosher. Just like a chil, though, you should wait till it's 30 days old, it's not so nice to bring such a young one 8 days old. Nedorim v'nedovois, ha-bechor v'yamaisa v'yapesach, k'sherim v'yom ha-shmini v'holo. These kabonas that you bring, the Torah and neder and nedova, that you yourself are mechayv yourself to bring it, then you're allowed to bring it, even though it's only 8 days old. sensing a bechor b'maisa is not something you have a chiyuv to bring. Only something that you have a chiyuv to bring, like a mitzvah or a nazir, then it's not nice to be yotzi yechayiv with an 8-day-old baby, a korban. But if you have to bring it not because of a chayiv, because you are mechayiv yourself, or else a korban pesach, then that's koshim yom hashmini v'holom. V'yaf yom hashmini, even on the 8th day also, you can bring it for a korban. Yeah, perek sheni. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer says, poras chatis hamuberis. We have a paraduma, that's muberes, it's pregnant. The lochras kshera, still you're allowed to use it. Because the uber is called like the goof of the para, it's not called like the para is carrying, doing melacha. The chachom in the place, the chachom say, no, it's possible for paraduma. Because they hold the uber is lav yerechimai, the uber is called like a thing by itself, and therefore the mother's carrying is doing melacha, it's possible. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Eino nil kachas min hagoyim. You're not allowed to buy a paraduma off a goy. You can't buy it off a goy. Because with a choshid al revia, and with choshid, remember they were revered, they live with the animal. V'chachomim achshim, the chomim say, no, it's kosher, we're not afraid of this. V'loy zu buvad, not only over here is the machlokes, ela kol korbonas ha-tibor, v'ha-yochid, any korban tibor, and a yochid. Boy, you may yoritz from chutz loritz. You can get it from chutz loritz, meaning you can buy it off the goyim, as we bought from Eretz Yisrael, min ha'chodesh min ha'yoshin, from this year's crop or from last year's crop. Chutz min oimer, only the mincha that you bring for korban oimer, that's brought on the second day of Pesach, rosh shtei alechem, that's brought on Shavuos, sheinim boyim elam min ha'chodesh min ha'oritz. It's going to come from the new crop. The oimer is coming from barley, the first crop of barley. The new crop of barley that's brought on the second day of Pesach, and Shtelechem is brought from the Chodesh of wheat. So these two have to be brought only from Chodesh, the new crop, and only from crop that grew in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lorenz. Mishnah Beis. Poro shekarneo tlofeo shchorim. Have a poro aduma that its horns and its hooves are black. So yogurt, the answer is cut it off. He left only with red, will be kosher. What's going to be galgal or ayin? Let's say like the apple inside the eye, the ball of the eye, vashnayim or the teeth, vihaloshin's tongue. Einam poistam apora. Even though they're not red, it's not possible apora. These things do not have to be red. Vihanesestatia, the midget, the very small one. Sheru also is kosher for paraduma. Hoisobo yabelis, let's say it had a growth, has like a wood growing on the paraduma. V'chatochoi, and you cut it off. So if you do the if you do this puzzle, the parah is puzzle. If Shimon Aimer, it depends. Chomokom shenita v'loy hela mekoymoi seir odoim psula. Means if the part that you cut off the wood, it did not grow back again, the red hair, so that's puzzle. But mashmado, if red hair grows back again in that place, then it would be kosher. However, if you do this puzzle, even though the red hair grows back again, because if you hold the new hair that grows is not as red as the old hair, so teshinui, that also be possible. Mishnah Gimel, yoytzei doifen. Let's say you have a poro that did not have a normal birth, that came out through the side, or else we call it cesarean by a person. The esnan, or else a poro that was given to a zayna for a present for the pay of the znus, or also mechir. You wanted to buy a dog and you paid with a poro, so psula. And not allowed to use such a parah for a parah duma for a korban. Rabbi Eliezer Mashav, Eliezer says, no, it could be used for a parah duma. Shneimer, because the pasuk says, Loisavi esnan zoino mechir kelev beis Hashem lekecho. And not allowed to bring the pay up for a zoino, or else what you sell bought for a dog, to the beis Hashem lekecho, mashma for a korban, you can't bring it. V'yein zu bol abayis, mashenk in the parah duma, it's avoid, it's not on the mezbech, not on the bayis, it wouldn't have this psul. Call ha-mumim ha-poistam b'mukdashim, any mum that passes a regular korban is poistam a par, or then also passed by a paraduma. The Torah calls a paraduma chattas, has left like a korban, that all the psulim will be possible here also. Rocha voleh, let's say you rode on top of the para, nishinale, or just put your weight, you leaned over the paraduma, nisla biznova, you hung something on its tail, ovar bo, or else you went over, you went through the river with it. Meaning you were going through a river And obviously, it helped you a little bit, like you leaned on or you held on to it, it should help you go through the river. So in all these cases, the par is possible for par aduma, because it's called you did malacha with it. What's going to be kippah l'leah samaser? You take the rain and you fold it over and put it on top of the parah. Or else nosan talis yoleh, you spread your own talis, your own coat, on top of the parah psula. All these cases, the parah dum is psula, because the pasuk says, ashaloy olaleh oil, that no work, or else ashaloy ubad bo. No work was done, nothing, no weight was put on top of it. But here that the parah already carried something, or that it was doing work, it's psula. Avok shorah b'moisera. Let's say though you tie your rein around it for the purpose of watching the par itself. You make shoes for the par that shouldn't slip. There are a lot of flies around, you want to protect it from the fly, so you spread your talus over the par. Then chera, that does not passel the par aduma. This is the general rule. If you're doing it for your own sake, for the sake of the parah, kshera. It's not called work, it's called you're doing it for the sake of the parah. But the surah, if you're doing it for some other purpose, for yourself or for another purpose, then psula. That's called you did a malacha, it's called you carry something, then the parah would be psula. Mishnah Dalet. Shochein oleha oif. Let's say a bird rested on top of the parah. So kshera, it's still called posel, it's still kosher. Since it wasn't done b'rotzen habaylim, it happens by itself, so it's kosher. What's going to be olo leha zohar? Let's say though a male goes on top of the paraduma, then psula, that's called an avoida was done. Because we say that the owner is zicha nicha, the fact that the zohar went on top of the para. And even though maybe the bailim is not happy right now because it's passing the para, but since if it wouldn't be for the psula of the para, you'd be happy the fact that the para is becoming pregnant. That's called yinichalei, that's called an avoido, that the par becomes possible. Reb Yehuda says, im hello psula. If the owner put the par on top of, put the zohar on top of the par, then tak is psula. But the meyatzma of the zohar went on top of him by himself, the owner did not do it, then it's ksheira. In other words, as long as it's not done with the das of the bailim, it still remains kosher. But if the bailim knows about it and is happy, even though lav dafka the owner has to put him on top, even though it went up by itself, if the owner would be happy, he'd also agree it would be possible. Mishnah Hey. Ho yubo shtei sairus shcheres. Let's say the paraduma had two black ears. Oy levonois b'tach gumachas. Because they had two white ears in one hole, like in one guma. Tzorchas psula. Still, let's call it psula. The Torah says paraduma t'mimah has to be complete, red and nothing else, not black and not white. Reb Yehuda says, afilu b'tach kois echad, come out the same thing, even though his two hairs come out of the same kois, same pocket-like, so still it's psula. What's going to be, hoye b'tach shnei koises? Let's say they're in two different pockets, ve'imachiche zu ezu, and you could tell now that they're two separate hairs, so locher is psula, that's posel, it's called this part, duma has two other hairs, not red, it's psula. Rabbi Kiva Waimino, Afilu Abu, Afilu Chamisha, Afilu Chamish, even four or five hairs, Vahemeth Fuzaris, and they're spread out, so Lacharit Yitloish, all you have to do is just pull them out. You pull out the black hairs, so you're left only with red hairs, so remain Shera. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Afilu Chamisha, even if you have 50 black hairs spread out, as long as there's not two together, you could just pull them out, and it'll be kosher. Reb Yeshua ben Maseiro Oimer, Afilo Achas Beroisho V'Yachas, there's no absolute. He holds no, that there's no heter to pull out the two hairs. Therefore, even if you have only one black hair on the head of the parah, and one black hair on the tail of the parah, still is psula. What's going to be Hoyubo Shtei Soros? It has two hairs. That Ikron Mashchir, by the roots which starts to grow, it's like a black. But Beroisho and Madim, on the top of it, is already red. Or else the opposite way. Ikron madim, by the roots of the hairs, they're red. But veroshin, the tip of the hairs, mashkur, it's black. So what's the halacha? Hakol halach achar anira. It goes after the way we see it. Meaning the tip of it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. From the tip that we see, we only see red, still would be kosher. Even though really it's black by its roots. The chachomim oimim, the chomim say no. Achar ikr, we go boss of the ikr of these, hair. And therefore, since the ikur is black, it'll be psula. Now, the halacha here is like the Tanna Kamma, that really, if the black hairs are spread out different parts of the body, of the par aduma, so you'll have to just pull out the hair, and the par will still be kshera. Only in the reisha, the Tanna Kamma says, when you have two hairs, two black hairs, and one guma, so then they're close together, then you can't pull them out, then it doesn't look nice, therefore that makes a psula in the par. As long as you only have one hair here and one hair there, even though there are 20, 30 hairs, you could pull them out. And if you pull them out, you're only left with red hairs, then the par would still be kshera. Perek Shlishi, Mishnalov. Shivas Yomim Koydim L'Sreifa Saporo. 7 days before they go, the Kohen goes to burn the paro. So Mafrishin Kohen HaSreifa Saporo Mi Beisai. We separate, we take away the Kohen from his own private house, and we bring it L'Lishcho into the Beis HaMikdash, to the Lishcho, the special room, Shal Pnei HaBiro, which is by the face, the beginning of the Biro. It's real, it's a Machlekes in the Gemara, what exactly Biro means. Does Biro mean the Har HaBayis? Or does Biro, that a special place in the Beis HaMikdash that was called Biro? But he used to separate the Kohen before he went to burn the Paraduma 7 days before. And we dash this from Sukkim, the same way the Kohen Goldo before Yom Kippur had to be separated 7 days. Or then the Kohen now before he burns the Paro also has to be separated 7 days. Now where was this Biro? It was at Tzofayin Mizroch on the northeast side of the Mikdash. On Har HaBayis. Obeis Evan Hoysen the Grace. It was called the house, the stone house. Now, Omazin Olov, they would also sprinkle upon him, upon the Kohen, Kol Shiva Sayabim, all 7 days that he's there preparing himself for burning the Paraduma, and we wanted to make sure the first that he's tor, so on a chshash that maybe had a Thomas Mace on him, we have to sprinkle on him all 7 days. And this sheet holds that Hazor Bizman is a mitzvah. Like, therefore, we have to be afraid maybe the Kohen became Tameh 3 days ago, and today is the third day that there's a mitzvah to make the Azor today. And every single day is like that. The Sotik maybe today is the third or seventh day, and this she told it's a mitzvah to do it this manner. Therefore, all 7 days you have to sprinkle the Meh Azor on the Kohen. Because otherwise, if you weren't told it's a mitzvah, so then why do you care even though he was Tameh 3 days ago? So what? Let's wait now till the third day we'll sprinkle on him. And the seventh day will sprinkle on it, and Mamanashach will be tor. But since we all know, just like the sheet that holds tefillah of Bizman is a mitzvah, that the first time you could go to the mikvah, it's a mitzvah to go then to make yourself tor, or then that's also a mitzvah to do it Bizmana. So that's the Zman every day here. We have a suffix every day, maybe the Zman to make Dazor. So that's called the Mazanol of Kol Shivas Yomim. And Nikol Chatoy Shoyosham. All the Chatoys, any paraduma they ever burnt before, used to save some of it, and now when they went to make this hazor on the Kohen, they would take out some afar from all the paradumas that were burnt already. Rabbi Yossi says, Loiho Yamazin Olive Elabashlishu Bashri Bovad, no, he only had a sprinkle on him only the third and seventh day. He does not hold hazor Bizman as a mitzvah, and therefore, no matter when, even if the Kohen was Tomei, it doesn't make a difference when, if we're mazor on him now the third day and the seventh day, and then he goes to the mikvah, he becomes tor from Tumas Meis. Rabbi Chanin Eskana Kana, my Rabbi Chanin Eskana Kana says, Ala Kohen HaSoref HaSapora, the Kohen that's meant to burn the Paraduma, Mazen Kol Shiva Sayom, yes, we have to be Mazen on him all 7 days, because Zalocha, all 7 days. But V'yal Shiyom HaKippurim, that's the way Mafresh the Kohen Gadol, before Yom Kippur 7 days, then Lehoye Mazen Olive Elabishnisha Uvashvi Bavad, they didn't have to sprinkle on him only the third and seventh day would there be mazur on him from the mechatis. So comes out really, Bechalinus Kanakanam holds that really hazor bizman is not a mitzvah. You don't badafka have to do it the third day from the day you became tamei. Therefore, in Yom Kippur, you only mazur the third day and the seventh day, not every day. But still he holds off the chumrah from the paraduma. We have a lot of chumras, like we'll see. Therefore, he made a special taira to be mazda every day of the 7 days. And the special chumras we make because we know that later there's a kalas here that the Tzdukin used to say that a person that Tera Shemesh, that a Tful Yom cannot be mazda from the Paraduma. And we all know a Tful Yom could, so therefore they gave a special kalas that they made the Kohen into a Tful Yom. So because they made one kalas, we'll see later, they made a lot of other chumras to make up for it. Now Mishnah Beis. Chatzeirois Hoyev Yerushalayim. There were special courtyards in Yerushalayim, benuyas that were built agave cella on top of a stone to make a mechitza, even if there was a mace buried underneath, the tumah would not come up. And also v'sachtehem cholol. They made sure that there was a space, an airspace of an amah there, that would also be mastig, that the tumah would not go up. To make it into an oil, it would stop the tumah. That's the law. But if there's ground directly on top of the mace, the tumah shoots up straight. So when you have the dirt directly on top of the mace, so the tumah shoots up. But if there's a hole, if there's a space of a tefach of air, then the tumah does not shoot up. So why did they do all this? If they kever at time, we want to make sure there was no mace buried, no kever buried underneath. The kitza now umeviyin noshim ubaroth used to bring pregnant ladies there. The yoldos sham, they would give birth on this chutzar, on this ground, that for sure there's no tumas mace there. Umegadle sham es v'nem, and we would raise the children there. Umeviyin shvarm, then we would bring axes there. We are gabeyin blosses on top of the axes. They were like doors. Now these kids that were for sure tor, never got in contact with the mace yet, now sat on top of these doors, that also is a hefsek, a mafsek, if there be any tumor underneath. And the kaisah shalevim b'yodim, they would hold a stone cup in the hand. Hegiel ishluach, they bring these kids to shluach, that's the river, the flow, where they would fetch the mayim chayim from the shluach, the well of water. Yardu, the kids came down. Umilam, they filled up their stone cup with water. How many are stones? It's not makabel tumah. The yolu, they went back up on top of the shvarim. The yoshu, they sat on agabem on top of them. Rabbi Yosef says no. Mimkoyim hoyu mishal shalom amalei. The kids did not come down off the shvarim again a chumra a mile in Tyra, but rather they just stayed on top of the paras. And they lowered it down, their cup, into the Beis Shiluach, into the water, and then they would fetch the water and bring it up. That's where they got the Mayim Chaim, and they did all this to make sure they would remain Torah, that they did not come in contact with any type of tumah. Now, these kids were 8 years old, and not more, in order to make sure there shouldn't be a chash of tumas keri. So his kids were mamash 100% Torah. These are the kids they used to fetch the water for the Meichatis. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Bo laharabayis. Now they traveled, these kids on top of the shvarim, and they came to the harabayis, to the Beis Hamikdash. The yardo, there they got off the shvarim. Why? Because harabayis for yazoris tachteim cholm of mekevratoim. Because anyway, once he got into the harabayis, there we don't have to be afraid of any tumas mace. Because the harabayis also was built, elevated a little bit of cholol, a tefach off the ground, that there would be a mechitza that the tumah would not come up. So for now, it's not definitely need a tefach. As long as there's a space, a tefach, it also stops the tumah from going up. So therefore, once you got into harabayis, it was okay. You can come off the shvarim, or the tefach or azor hoyim mesukin, kolol shel chatos. That by the entrance of the azor, which this was the shar hamizrach on the east entrance of the ezras noshim, so the mesukin there kolol shel chatos means a card, a pitcher. A stone pitcher that inside it had aether of the parah, had a lot of ashes from the parah duma. So that's called Ulepesach Hazar Oyim Sukin Kolol Shachatois. Now Mevian Zohar Sharachelim. They brought now a rochel, a Zohar, a male goat, the Koshrin Hevel Ben Karnov, and they tied a string, a rope, between its horns. Of this rochel, the koshrin makel used to tie onto it a stick, on the sabach b'roishoy shachevel, and it used to be like turned around, twisted around the string around the head, or the head of the string would be twisted around this stick. Now the zorka, what they do is zorka toich hakolol, they would throw this stick, this makel hamesabach, that the stick had a lot of branches there. And now they put this stick with the branches inside this kolol, inside this stone pitcher that had the offer, the afer of the paraduma there. The yivazor kotorich hakolol. Now umakes hazocha. Now they would hit this zocha. They would hit the goat. The near tolachurban would jump backwards, and that would like pull the stick out, and therefore the offer would come out also. So they did all this b'kitzah to be noig b'tayra, that no person should like touch the yefer with no kli that could mekabel tumah, to make sure the yefer also came out completely b'tayra. Because only the stick, the shoot the kli yefer, doesn't have a shame kli on it. It was the one that made the yefer, the offer of the parah, come out of its pitcher. Now v'noitel, now they would take this offer u'mekadesh, they would put the offer into the water, into the mayim chayim that he has in the kais. You have to have a lot of eifer there, a lot of dust there, ashes on the paro, that you can see the ashes on top of the water. Rabbi Yossi says, don't give any place, any makom, for tzdukim to tell us what to do. Meaning to say, don't give the tzdukim a right, the place, to start laughing at us. What are we doing? If we don't have to do it, don't do it. So you didn't have to put the stick in to get the eifer out. But rather, the tinnik itself would put his hand in and take the afer out and put it straight into the water through the kaiosh in a normal manner, so that tzedukim would not come to live with us. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. You're up to Mishnah Dalet. Lahoyu oisin loichates agabichates. It means, if you matire yourself to work for one parah chatas, and something happened to that parah duma, so whatever you did for that one does not help for another parah duma. You have to start over again. Whether you made these kids for one parah duma, whether you fetched the water for one parah, that's called ein oisin loy chatas agabi chatas. What you did for one parah duma does not help for another parah duma. V'loy tinek agabi chaveroi. Meaning to say, let's say before where we were mitayer these kids that they should be used to fetch the water from the meshaluach, let's say the kid had a friend there that he also watched himself not to become tamei, but it wasn't done with shame, tyrus paraduma. It was only stam a friend. That's called loitnik agabi chaveroi, that the kid can't take along his friend to help if his friend wasn't, if his friend's tyra was not done with shame, the paraduma. Now the children themselves, before they sprinkled the mechatis on the koyin, they had to sprinkle it one upon the other, just in case luyitzu they became tamei. We had to make sure they were Torah. These are the words of Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't have to sprinkle the mechatis one tinnik on the other tinnik. We prepared them all these times to make sure they were Torah. We're not afraid they became tummy. Mishnah Hay. Now Mishnah Hay. Loimotsu Misheva. Let's say they did not find ashes from the last seven paradumas that were done. So Lachar is, Oisim Mishesh, just take the ashes from six paradumas that were done already. As at the Mishnah before, we had said that the mazah upon the Kohen all 7 days from the seven paras that were made already. Now it says, Michomesh, Miyaba, Misholesh, Mishtam, Miyachas. If you only can find from five or from four or from three or from one, also is good. It's only like a chila you're supposed to sprinkle on him from all the aphids. If you only find just from one, as much as you find, that's also good. Now, Miyason, where do we have the seven paradumas? Harishoyna Osa Moshe. The first paraduma Moshe Rabbeinu made. Vihashni Osa Ezra. The second paraduma was done. This Meshach, the Bayan Shoshani. As Ezra made the second one. So it comes out that throughout the whole Bayan Shoshani, they didn't have a paraduma. Moshe's parah lasted throughout the whole Bayis Harishon. Ezra made the second paraduma. Then v'chomesh mi'ezra v'elach. During the Bayis Hasheni, there were five more paradumas brought. Give Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chachom mar nechom say, sheva mi'ezra v'elach. No, seven were made from Ezra's time onwards. There's a seven that the Mishnah says is talking about that was done from Ezra until the Churban of Bayis Hasheni. Now, Miyah's son, who brought these seven? Shimon had Tzadik. The Yechonen Kohen Gadol also Shtayim Shtayim. Each one of them brought two. So therefore, that's how you have four. Eliyahenai Ben HaKoif, he brought one. Vachanamel HaMitri, he brought one. Yishmoel Ben Piovi, also Achas Achas. These all brought one apiece. That's how we have four and three make seven. These are the seven paradumas that were brought during the Bayis Hashem. That's what the first Mishnah means before. We have to take the eshes from all these seven paras to sprinkle on the kohen now that's going to be served the next paraduma. Now, Mishnah Vov, the keves, meaning a plank, and there's the type of a bridge, for Yoisen they made Nahar HaBayis LaRamishcha, from the Har HaBayis, the Mokma Migdosh, until the Har HaMishcha, the Har HaZesim. That's where they made the paraduma, so they had a bridge in order to be able to walk from there to there without going over any tumma. Now, this bridge was made, kipun agabi kipun, means arches on top of arches, the kipa k'neged oitam, and there was an arch over every structure, every oitam, like every k'neged ha-yisoid. Then they had a special arch. Why? Mipnei kevra toim, to make sure that even if there would be a mace buried underneath, there'd be mechitas light that would stop the tumma from coming up, that the people would not become tamei when they walked from the Har HaBayis to the Har HaMishcha. Now the Mishnah ends off and says, Sheboy, like over this bridge, Koyin HaSerif Es HaPorah, the Koyin that was going to burn the Porah by the Har HaZesim, he walked from the Har HaBayis to the Har HaZesim over this bridge. Uforah Huadin, they made the Paraduma walk over this bridge. V'chol Misadeh, whoever's going to help along in the Paraduma. Yoytzim Har HaMishcha, they went out to the Har HaMishcha, to the Har HaZesim, over this bridge. Mishnah Zayin. Lohoisa Pora Roitzalotzes. What's going to be in the case that the Pora Duma does not want to go over the bridge, doesn't want to walk? So Lokori is Ein Moitzini Moshchera. You're not allowed to have a companion, another Pora that has black hair, walk with it. But this, if you have another one walking, maybe the Pora Duma would want to walk also. That you cannot do. Why? Shela Yerma, people should not say, Shchera Shachatu. If people see you walking with the black one, they'll make a mistake and say, that's the one you're using for the Pora Duma. And they'll think you're allowed to use a black parah for the paraduma. And the same thing, v'layaduma, you can't even take another paraduma to walk with the first one. Shlayerma, people should not say, shtayim shechatu, that is shechatu too. And that's also possible. The Torah says, v'shochat oiso, v'darshin v'loy oiso, v'loy chaverto. So you can't take two either out at the same time. So, it'll be a problem how you get it to move. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, loy mishum zeh, that's not the reason why. Elam Mishum Shinem, the Pasuk says, Vahitzi Oiso is Marshma Levada. You have to take it out by itself. It's hard to do, but you have to get it to move by itself. Now, the Zikne Yisrael, Hoyamak Dimim Barak Leim Haramishka. The Zikne Yisrael, they used to walk before, not over the bridge, Marshma on their feet, they would walk to the Har HaMishka. There's Mishum Chibuv HaMitzvah, they did not ride there, but they would walk there with their feet. Now, Ubei Satfilo Hoyisham. There's a base that's filo mikvah there by the Har HaZesim, that the kohen would be able to be tabled there. Umetanim hoyu es hakohen hasarif es hapora. Now over there by the Har HaMishcha, they were metam of the kohen that plans to burn the pora. There's a made of sheretz touch him. And what's the reason why? If they had tzedukim, to let the tzedukim know that they were wrong. Shelo yivayim, they should not say, like their shita was, v'ma'or v'shem asoysanasis. They held that if a kohen became tummy that day, even though he goes to the mikvah, he's called the tful yom, and he's not tor enough to bring the paraduma until the evening. So the kids of the stukim used to hold that tful yom cannot burn the paraduma. And we hold the locher is not like that, that even though the kohen's a tful yom, even though he touched the sheretz that day, as long as he went to the mikvah, he's allowed to burn the paraduma. So we wanted to prove to the stukim that they were wrong, so we were makbid bedavka to make the kohen tamei, and then he would go to the mikvah there by the arazesim, and then he would burn the paraduma. And because of this, since we were making on this little point, that's why we find so many other chumras in the loch of paraduma, then we want to be very careful to make sure everything else was done with the tachlis of Tyra. Now, Mishneches. Somchi le malov. The Zikne Yisrael, they would put their hands on top of him, on top of the kohen that was going to burn the paraduma. The Omloi, and they would say to him, Ishi kohen godol. Like my master, the Kohen Gadol. Tov alachas, go be toivu one time now. Now, even though you don't have to have the Kohen Gadol to burn the paraduma, the Mishnah just says the Kohen Gadol, because Rov Palim, they use the Kohen Gadol to burn it. But really, it was kosher even with a regular Kohen Hedyet. So they would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Tov alachas, go be toivu once. So Yorad V'tovul, he went down and he went to the mikvah. The oil, he came up, the nestapik, he dried himself. The Yetzim Hoyim Sidorim Shom. They had wood prepared there. Now, what type of wood did they use? They used Atzei Arozim from cedar wood. the Aronim, Uvroshim, the Atzei Seno, wood from fig trees, Chaloka, smoothed. Now, the Yoitzin Oysa Kemin Migdol, they would put these woods together and build it up like a tower, or Mefatchin Bochalonis, they would make sure they were like open sides, like windows, on the side of it, in order that the air could come in and make the fire burn well. V'chazisa Marovo. Means like the face of the Marocha, the tzad that you would see them burning the fire, that was Marova. That was the west side, which was Keneged the Migdash. Now Mishneh Tes. Ke Fosuha Bechevel Shomogu. They were like bound it up, tie up the Poraduma with the rope of Mogug. That's like a grass type of a string made out of grass. On the Snuhu Agabi Marocha. And they would put the Poraduma on top of this fire, on top of the wood. Roisha V'dorim, the head of the Poraduma was towards the south. Ufoneho, but its face, Lamarov, was facing the west side. Now HaKoyin Amid B'Mizrach, the Kohen was standing on the east side. Upon of Lamarov, his face was also facing towards the Marav, towards the Migdash. Shachat Yeminon, he would shecht it with his right hand. They kibble this smoiler, and we make a Kabbalah Saddam, the same Kayin, to make the Kabbalah with his left hand. Now here at Samashma, Shachad goes on the Kayin. Feel in the Gemara in Yuma, Tzomachloikis, whether Yibdavka have to have a Kayin to shech the Poraduma, or whether even a Zar is kosher for the Shechit of a Poraduma. Akopon, whoever did the Shechit there, it says, Shachad, the meaning of the Shechit with his right hand, they kibble the smoiler, and then he receives the Dam with his left hand. Rev, you do I may know, be a Minahoyim a Kabbalah. Even though he had to do the shechita with his right hand, right after the shechita, he would put down the knife and be mekabel the dam in his right hand. V'noisin l'smoiloi. Then, from his right hand, he would pour the dam into his left hand. Umaz, and then he would sprinkle b'yamina with his right hand. He would sprinkle the dam, like we'll soon see, towards the mikdash. Now, Toval used to dip his finger into the dam from his left, that was in his left hand. V'hizan, he would sprinkle sheva palm 7 times, keneged beis kodesh kodashim. Keneged like the Marav towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, Akol HaZoyin, every time he sprinkled tefillah, he had to dip his finger in. In other words, he dipped his finger in once, and he sprinkled, and he had to wipe off the dam, and then dip his finger in a second time, and sprinkle a second time. Goma Mela HaZoyin, when he finished sprinkling all 7 times, now, Kinach Es Yodai Begufa Shapara, he would wipe off the rest of the blood on the Paradum itself. Today, when they burn it, they would burn the blood with it also. Now, where exactly did he wipe off the sands in between each hazor? That's a machlekes. Some say also on the poradum, and some say no, on the mizrug, on the cup, he wiped off his hands. Now, yorad v'hit tefesh. Now the kohen went down to light up the fire. By alisois. With the chips of wood, small pieces of wood. The kivar mekivar says no, the harias. It was used like a lulav, the branch of a palm tree. They would use that to start the fire. They would put that on fire and then put that around the wood to make the wood burn. Mishneh Yud. Nifko, that the Poraduma, like it burst open from the fire, it used to burst open. So Nifko, the Omad Chutz Megito. Now the Kohen that was working there stood outside the Gita. The Gita, that's the pit like where they burnt the Poraduma. So he stood outside it. Not all eight there, he took an eight there, see the wood, the eight of the high saps, the shni salas, and this wool that was dyed red, omelahen, and he said like this, that the Kohen would ask the people standing by him, eight eras there, like, are you masking, is this a cedar wood? Eight eras there, we say it twice. Eight of there, is this high sap? Eight of there, is this the good high sap? Shni salas there, shni salas there. Shalash ponim, they would say it 3 times, like hold dover the dover. Like the Kohen would ask the people around him, is this good, is this the right Seder, is this the right Ezov, is this the right Shnislas, and he'd say each one 3 times. Vein, I mean, the people around him would say, Hein, Vehein, Shalash Panim. They would say back 3 times, yes, yes, yes. I'll call Dover Vador, everything he asked, they would say back 3 times, yes, yes. Now, Mishneh Yud, Yud Aleph. Korchon Vishiori Haloshin. Now he wrapped around the eight Eres and the Ezov Nishlisalas. He wrapped it around the Shiori Haloshin with the leftover wool from the Shnisalas. From the strip of the wool, he wrapped it around. And he threw like this bundle into the fire, into the burning paraduma. Now Nisrafo, after it was all burnt up, Nisrafo, after the pora was burnt up, now choifte noiste v'makolis. Just like hit the pora and all the wood around it with the beams. In other words, to make sure everything was burnt up well, they would beat it with rods. And then v'koyve noiste v'chvaris, they would sift out all the ashes with a sifter to get the fine ashes. Rabbi Shmuel of Shmuel says, "B'ma'kovois shaleven, or v'mechvarois shaleven oisenatas." Shmuel says it was done. They used to do this with a stone hammer and with a sieve of stone also to make sure they used kelim that was not makabel tumah. That's what used to bang up the wood and the poro and to sift off the ashes. Now shachar sheyesh b'yefer. If you have anything black there with ashes, so if anything black with ashes there, kochin oisai, they would still like to beat it up to make it fine. V'shein boy, let's say there was not, but if there's no ashes on it, then manichin oisai, they would leave it alone. Ho'etzim, what would they do with the bones? Ho'etzim, so benkach u'benkach ho'yo nichtosh, a bone. They ground it up to make it fine. To make it fine. The Cholkin, now Oysa L'Shlosh Chalokim. After they got these ashes, they were divided up into three parts. Echa Nitin B'Chayil. One was put on the Chayil. The Echa Nitin Bar Mishcha. One was kept on the Har Mishcha Dar Zaysim. The Echa Oyim Eschalik. The Chol HaMishmoris. And one was divided out for all the Mishmoris, for all the Kohanim to use. Shekits, what the Mishnah said before was, that if they found a piece that has no ashes, meaning it wasn't burnt well, they would just leave it. Now the bones, whether it was burnt well or not, they would grind it up, make it down into fine. Then they divide up the ashes into three parts. Now b'chayil, that's the part that they used to save to the mishmeres. The apostle says, v'hoysel le'adas b'nei yisrael mishmeres. They used to put away one to save. And from that, through a mazon, the curtain that was served the parah, that we had before, they used to take from all the paradumas. I took it from that part. Then they put one in the Har Mishcha, and that the Kohen, the Kohanim in the Mikdash used to use that one. And the third one was used for the give out to the Mishmaris that the Kohanim used to sprinkle on the Bnei Yisrael when they wanted to become Tor from Tumas Meis. Now, Perek Revi. Toras Chatis Sheshoch Teshlal Lishmo. Whether the Kohen or the Zad, they made the Chit on the Paraduma, Evishech Teshlal Lishmo, Lishem another Korbin. Or else kibbel v'hizah shlo lishmo, he's mekabel the dam, or he sprinkled the dam shlo lishmo. Or else oy lishmo v'shlo lishmo, he had a mind to do with the shame paraduma, but also l'shem another korban of l'shem korban oyla. Oy shlo lishmo, first he had a mind l'shem korban oyla, and then v'lishmo l'shem paraduma psula. Kitzur, there's a psul in the paraduma if you do it l'shem shlo lishmo, because the Torah calls the paraduma chatis, has the same halacha like a chatis, just like the first mission in Zvachim says. By a korban chatis, shlo lishmo makes a psul. You can't use the korban at all. And also the paradum is psula. Rebbe Lezer Machshav, Rebbe Lezer holds, no, it's not a real chatis. You don't bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, shlo lishmo does not pass for the paraduma. What's going to be v'shaloi rochot adayim v'raglayim psula? Let's say the kohen did not first wash his hands and feet. The kohen that makes the kabbalah adam or the zrika. If he did not first wash his hands and feet, so it's like a regular korban that they avoid is psula. Again, Rebbe Lezer Machshav, Rebbe Lezer holds, no, the paraduma is not like a regular korban. It's not brought in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have the psul of radayim v'raglayim. What's going to be v'shalei b'kohen gadol? Let's say it was not done with the kohen gadol. If the paraduma was not done with the kohen gadol, psula, Tanakam holds, the paraduma has to be done only with the kohen gadol. However, Rebbe Yehuda Machshav, Rebbe Yehuda holds, no, that a kohen hedid is also kosher for burning, taking care of the paraduma. Of a mechusa begodim psula, let's say a kohen that was doing it was not wearing his begodim, or else of a chli love, and yeah, it's thought that everybody agrees is psula. That a kohen has to be wearing his begodim is big de kohen when he's wearing it. And now which type of begodim did he wear? Of a chli love and hoisanasis, with his white clothing, the one he used to use on Yom Kippur, with the white clothing he would do it. And even if a kohen gadol would do it also, he would not wear his regular 8th begodim of the kohen gadol. Or do with the Arab or big day lovin' of the Kohen Hedyot. That's the one that he would use. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Sorfa chutz negita. Let's say you burnt the paraduma outside its place that was fit, its pit, the special gita, a special like pit where it's made to burn it. If you burn it outside that place, or else I bishtei gitas, you burned it in two. A gitas means half of the par you burnt in one pit, half another pit. A shesar shtayim begasachas, so you burn two paradumis in the same pit. Sula, it's possible, because it says sarfa. It says the pasuk, the sreif has to be noichach oyamayid, just like it says v'hizal noichach oyamayid midamam v'sarif es haparam. So the sreif has to be just like the azor opposite the heichal, and therefore it's not possible to have two places like that are opposite the azara. That's why chutz megit is pasul, and the within b'shteh git is also the pasuk. It says mashma. The Sarif has Sapora, the Widashim Sreif Achas Vuloshtayim. So Widashim Sukkim for this. And the Mishnah says, Hizo, let's say the Kring was Maza, he took the Dam of the Pur and started to sprinkle it, but Vuloshivin Knegre Pesach, he didn't have in mind that the Dam should go towards the Azot, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Psula, it's also possible. Because that's the place where you have to sprinkle it. The Pesach says, Vihizo El Noichach. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hizo Mishishis Shvius? Now, like we had before, that every Hazor he has to dip his finger again into the dam and make a new sprinkle. Let's see here, he dipped his finger in the sixth time, and he sprinkled once and twice for the sixth and seventh time. And then the Chiddush is Chozav Hizo Shvius, even though then after he finished those two, he dipped his finger in again and made another Hazor, Lashem, the seventh one. Still a psula, since Lamais at the time when he made the sprinkling on the seventh time, it was a continuation of the sixth one, so therefore psula. What's going to be Mishvius Shminis? The Chaz of Vihiza Shminis is Ksheira. Let's say though, the first seven times he dipped his hand in each time to make the sprinkling, just with the seventh one, he sprinkled once and then he sprinkled an eighth time. So there it doesn't become possible, because Lamais it's kosher already, since you did seven good Hazois. The Pora is Ksheva. Mishnah Gimel. Let's say Srof for Shlobi Eitzim. Let's say you burnt the Pora Duma, but not with Eitzim, not with wood. Or Bechol Eitzim, or else any other type of wood, but not the type of wood that we had before. Afilu Bekasha, the governor, you only use straw to burn it with. It's still Ksheva. The Maisa, the Torah doesn't say clearly to burn it with wood. The Torah just says the Sorah. So as long as you burnt it in fire, it's Ksheva. Just lechatchil, you're supposed to use that type of wood you had before, that makes a choshava a sreifa. Hivshita v'nitcha ksheira. Let's say you skinned the animal. After the shita, you first skinned the animal, and then you cut it up into pieces, and then you burnt it. Still is ksheira. Even though lechatchila, you're supposed to burn it when it's shleima, when it's complete, but it doesn't pass lit if you cut it up first. What's going to be shochato amanas lecha mitzara? Let's say b'shashchit he had in mind teat from the meat of the paraduma, or else v'lishtois midama he had in mind to drink from its blood. Now both the meat and the blood is not meant to be eaten from. It's not called nachilas adam. Therefore ksheira. Therefore this machshavah is not paslit, since these are not things that are nechal. Reb Lezer Oimer ein machshavah paselis b'par. He says anyway that even if you would have thought to make azoyis hadam tomorrow, still, there's no psul pigul on the paraduma. Rav Lez holds that since it's not an avodah being done in the Beis Hamikdash, it doesn't have a look like shar kochim. There would not be a psul of machshava. Mishnah Dalit. Kol ha'sukim b'paro, whoever was working with the paraduma metchilu b'yatzoy from the beginning of the shchita until the end of the collecting of the ashes, talocheris mitamim b'godim. The person, not only does he become tamei, but even the clothing that he's wearing also becomes tamei. And you could pass to the paraduma if you do other malacha, b'shas you are working with the paraduma. If you do anything else, b'shas you're working with the para, you also make a psul. Like the pasuk says, v'shachat oisa, so v'dashin, or else v'sarf as a para, teach us that only do this avoid and no other type of malacha, when you are being working with the paraduma. That's called the poislam oisa bimlocha. Erebob so b'shchitos. Let's say the kohen, or the ibn zala, or man the yama, Let's say you make a shchita on the paradumno, and a psul, something happens to the shchita, it's not a good shchita. In other words, let's say you did a malocha b'shas the shchita while you're shechting the para with your right hand, with your left hand you were writing, or with your left hand you were digging, you're doing a malocha. So that passes the shchita. You pass the paraduma. So then the locher is einim atama begodim. This para does not give off any tumah, since it never had a shasa kosher, so the tumah doesn't have tumah. What's going to be irubah b'yaziyosoi? But let's say at the beginning the shchita was a kosher shchita. Just later b'shas tazoyes hadam, then you do other malocha that passes the para. So then the locher is called oisik bo lefnei psul, whoever was oisik, whoever made the shchita and was Isaac in the paraduma before it became Sula, so it had a shame para b'shashchita, therefore, mitama begodim, that person became tamei, and even his clothing is tamei. But the achab sula, let's say after the person did the malacha, while you're making the azoyas adam with one hand, you're also doing malacha with another hand, so from now on, the para is sula, so whoever works with the para from now on, is ain't a mitama begodim, since it became sula, it has no more tumah, you do not become tamei. Nimtza comes out that chumra kula, like the more chumah the pora, the more psul it has. Right away at the beginning, it's the more kal that no tumah comes out of it. Now li'olam moylam boy, shinola by regular paraduma, there is a nisamila. If you have hanor from the shava fruit is worth, whether before you burnt the paraduma or even after you burn the paraduma, up until it becomes afer, it's yichai v'korban mila. That's called the Erlem Oilem Bo. But once it becomes Eifer, comes ashes, then there's no Issamila. Now, Omar Bimlo Eitzim is supposed to add, you're allowed to put as much wood as you want into the fire. Omar Seho Bayim of a Kain, he's supposed to do these actions of the Paraduma B'Yoim, and not Balayla. Just Chutz Mi'asifa Safora. By gathering together the ashes, that's what he'd do even at night time. And who are the milui? The milu hamayim is also mutter to do balayla. But otherwise, the other avoiders have to be done on myself, by yomu v'koyin. I mean, all the maestra poros should be done by akoyin, means b'shao mishnoz, b'shash shchito, ad shetiyosu eifer. But the asifa sefer gathering together of the ashes, or else the milu hamayim fetching the water, the akiddish, or else pouring the water or pouring the ashes into the water, Kulam Ksherim Bazar, that's kosher with Hazar. And even an Isha is also Ksheira. Now again, after our Mishnah's Mashmi, even the Shchita should be done with the Kayin. That's like a Machlekes in the Gemara. One Maldiyama says no, that the Shchita's Paradum is kosher Bazar. And one Maldiyama says no, it's Padavka with the Kayin. That's our Mishnah of the Kayin. Now, Hamalacha Paiselis Bo, like we had before, if you're working with the Paradum and you do other Malacha, you pass all the Paraduma. Until the paraduma becomes mamish ashes. Once it becomes ashes, then, even though you do malacha, you do not pass the para. So you have malacha paiselas b'mayim. Meaning that when you're working, either fetching the water from the meishluach, or else carrying the water, or else pouring the water into the klicheres, where you make a kiddush with the afer, anytime you're working with the water that you plan to put the afer, that this water cannot be used anymore for the kiddush of the mechatas of the eifer of the paraduma. So it says, v'amalocha pasels b'mayim, ad shiatilu es eifer, until after you put the ashes into the water. Like, one, that's the last step. Once you put the ashes into the water, enechnami, then it would not pass the malocha. That's called already you made a kiddush, and once you mekadish the water, then if you do malocha with the water, or do other malocha later, you would not pass it anymore. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.